Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning. I hope everybody is doing well out there. And joining me in studio, as promised, as we talked about earlier, is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, and good news. I know that you're excited about this. And today we had, starting out once again, the actual in-person CNN.
That's right. We did. We were actually able to get together. We were down at Fairbridge Inn, which is formerly known for most people as Sleep Inn. And it was perfect because they've got a big conference room, and so everybody was able to spread out, you know, so there was no worrying about getting in a group, which we had a pretty small group anyway. But it was just nice to be able to have those conversations in person and get to talk to everybody. So we really enjoyed it. So
it's like with my interviews, the in-person interviews are a lot better in my opinion than the ones over the phone, which I understand the ones over the phone, but to me it's a lot better because you can kind of read that person instead of, because when you're on the phone you can't really read what they're talking, you know.
Yeah,
how they look, you know.
I'm also just one of those people that I like listening to people that in a more conversational tone, so I know if they're telling the truth. Not that anybody's lying to me, but just, you know, you just know that that's what they believe and think, and you back it. You hear a canned speech, you're like, oh, whatever, you're just saying what you're told to say or whatever. You know, I like those speeches that people have that come from the heart. So.
Absolutely.
So, yes, we do have some good announcements today. So, one is CRMC is hiring right now. You can apply online. They need, I think, nurses, paramedics, and a few other things. So lots of job openings right now. The walking track is still closed at the moment. And then on July 4th, they're going to be launching their Honor the Veterans program. Kathy Scholl from Four County Mental Health, they were supposed to, in May, have a community baby shower, is what they call it. And that was postponed. It will be September 29th. So mark your calendars for the community baby shower. Earlene Smith from Community Health Center of Southeast Kansas. I just absolutely love this place. They are opening back up to their walk-ins. I mean, that you could do by appointment, but starting July 6th, they will be open 7 days a week for walk-ins. So that means if your doctor's closed or, you know, you just need to get in someplace, you can walk right in and they can help you. And literally 7 days a week. So that's amazing. And I love that.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Amy, of course, was from KGGF. She was excited to be back in person. She always comes to our CNNs. Just a reminder about the auction coming up July 18th at Walter Johnson. And I'm excited because I love that the bids, well, you can always get a good deal for one.
Mm-hmm.
But even if somebody's really bidding it up against you, the maximum it goes to is 80% retail. So no matter what, you're getting a good deal.
Absolutely. So, you're saving money either way.
Exactly. So July 18th, we're excited about that. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Recreation Center. They are open, but they are waiting on their KRPA. It's kind of the national organization on requirements for indoor stuff. So right now, you know, they're going to kind of limit what's happening indoors, and they're waiting to find out about the pool and things like that. So, but they are open, and they are doing fall signups for sports. So up until July 10th, get your kiddos in and sign up for all the fall sports. And then August 13th, they're doing the Plush Pals activity. It's kind of like a Build-A-Bear. So they've got all these little animals you get to pick from and create, and it's going to be exciting. That'll be $15 for in-district August 13th. Leanne Stein from the Public Library. You know, bless the library. They're ones that have had to be more restrictive on what they could open up to. I mean, that's kind of a requirement as a government office. So, but they've been able to finally open up. They are doing social distancing. Some of their activities are doing virtually. So story time, craft time, you can now just just get on to the Facebook or the video and just do this craft with your kid from home. So that way you don't have to go in person. And then starting on July 11th, they're going to open up on Saturdays. Shelby Davis with KFAN. This is an organization that's out of Wichita. They've been around, well, Wichita, Topeka, I'm not sure, but they've been around for 7 years, but they're just moving to Coffeyville. It's a new organization. It's a social services. What they do is they are a resource and advocate for parents and families who have children that are living out of the home. So new organization, but they are on 1109 8th Street, which is Harold Mann's old insurance office, for those that have been around here for some time. But great new organization here in town, and we're glad to have them. Lakeisha Johnson with Mary Kay. So a lot of these home-based businesses have had to be creative during COVID because they don't have a storefront, and it's been closed down and people aren't out. But they're doing all kinds of neat things where you can just purchase online or on the phone. And she was very excited because they are the first unit in Coffeyville that is on task, hopefully within the next month, to make director. It's a level of, I guess, sales and stuff for Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be the first unit because Mary Kay's been around, gosh, I don't even know, but 20, 30 more years. So.
All right.
And she just said, just a reminder, it's not just makeup. They've got cologne for men, lotion, skincare, you name it. So if you need some Mary Kay, give Keisha a call. Lisa Brookover with the Farmer's Market. So that's been a question that we've got a lot of calls on. The Farmer's Market kind of changed, and it's moved to the downtown area. It's in the southeast corner of the parking lot behind Lanning's and that area and the bank and stuff. They moved it down there because they were trying to get some more traffic. It was kind of slowly dwindling out of the park and weren't too many vendors. Where they're at, it's nearby the intersection of 11th and Patterson. A lot of vehicles go through there, so they're hoping to get some traffic.
High visibility.
Yes, and they've already seen some great activity out there. Gosh, there's unique stuff that people are selling, you know, some special breads and goods and vegetables. I think this weekend they're supposed to have somebody with tomatoes. They've been waiting on that, but the tomatoes were behind this year.
Right. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. But they are looking for more vendors and more customers to kind of really get this kicked off. It's 4 to 7 on Tuesdays and Saturdays 7 to 10. And if it continues to grow like they're hoping, eventually they want to have music downtown. They want to have some other activities. So it'll just be kind of a fun little day to go out and
exactly
shop.
That'd be a lot of fun to have that out there. Just make a day of it.
I think it will be, and I think it will grow. They've already had several vendors, but last weekend there was some rain, so they had to kind of deal with that. This weekend's 4th of July, so mm-hmm. a lot of people are out of town, but it's still going. First United Methodist Church, will not be doing Vacation Bible School this year. They had to cancel that, so just wanted to let everybody know. And then their new pastor Mark is starting on July 1st. No, excuse me. July 5th is when he starts. It'll be his first Sunday. So, Sonic just announced some new hours to us. Starting July 1st. Is today July 1st?
Yesterday is July 1st. Right. I got to tear that down. That'll throw you off there. Still got the June part up.
Yay, we're in July. We made it. But the new hours, Monday through Saturday, it's going to be 6 a.m. in the morning until 11 p.m. at night. And then Sunday, it'll be 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sam, our tourism director with Visit Coffeyville, has a really neat special thing going on. So what they want to do is a special tour. Everybody that's out there that are frontline workers, so that means maybe you work at a gas station, a hotel, a restaurant, anywhere where a possible visitor in our town or a tourist or traveler comes to our town, and let's say they go to the gas station, we want to make sure that if they go in and they go, hey, what's there to do around here? That the answer isn't nothing around here,
right.
You know. So we want to kind of train some of those workers to let them know there's a lot of great things around here. Push those visitors to go visit, eat, go to the museum, etc. So they're going to do free tours of the Dalton Defenders and the Coffeyville History Museum and the Brown Mansion, just to give everybody some more experience and knowledge. So if you're an frontline worker, this is free. Like I said, you just have to call the chamber and RSVP with Sam. There's going to be two different dates, July 8th and July 9th. They're going to be in the evenings from 5:30 to 6 or 7. So give us a call and we'll get you all hooked up for that. So last few days of the consumer survey that we put out. So we sent out a survey, and if you haven't taken it, let me know and I can send you the link. Was on our Facebook page. I need to pin it to the top again, so I'll do that to make sure you can find it easily. But what this survey is, we want to make sure that we are finding out what our consumers want when it comes to shopping and COVID. Are they expecting masks, which that's a whole other conversation we're getting ready to talk about. Do they want extra cleaning, social distancing? You know, are they shopping or do they not care? I mean, what is the concern? We're going to take all that data and share it with our businesses so they know, hey, if you want to get more people coming in the door, you know, here are the things that the customers are expecting to feel safe and secure. The goal is to make sure that we are staying safe and healthy as a community, but to keep the doors open for our businesses. So
right.
we've got to keep our commerce going, and we want to make sure we're doing that, but also finding a way to bridge it for our consumers. So, and the chamber still has some supplies. So if your business is looking for like some sanitizer or some disinfectant, we do have some of that. Give us a call. And then the last thing I just wanted to kind of share right now, you know, the hot topic is the masks,
right.
as we were just talking about. And I will not give an official statement because we are waiting on, of course, the county is meeting this morning. So we'll have that. And then the governor is going to release some specific details.
Right.
On
the
Thursday.
Executive order will actually be released tomorrow.
Yes. So we're waiting to find out more of those details. But what I can tell you is, number one, it is going to be decided at the local level. The governor signed an order a while back that says until September 15th, all decisions get to go back to the local level. So no matter what she mandates, the local governments can decide if they want to make it more strict, less strict, or whatever, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like that's the direction they're going to go, though. So, you know, just to be in planning purposes, go ahead and plan that that's probably what's going to happen here is that we are going to have mask requirements. The question I get the most is, how do we enforce that? Is it going to be enforced? What's the deal? And again, I'm not going to give exact information until we have all the details from everybody releasing it. But I will say it's one of those things that it's going to be more up to you, the consumer, just to be smart and try to do your part. I mean, nobody's going to be walking around handing out tickets because they saw you without a mask on.
Right.
We don't have the time, the manpower, or the money to go and do something like that. However, businesses can restrict you from coming into their business with a sign that says, you know, mask required. So it's up to the business to enforce that. It is not, what's the word I'm going to say? It's not set up for outdoor. I mean, this is not, you know, you're driving in your car, you're out riding a bike, whatever. You don't have to wear a mask.
Right.
That is not what it's for. She said, if you're outdoors and you're distance 6 feet, you're fine. It is more for going into a business and being in close contact in those kind of situations. So,
And also some outdoor events, if social distancing is not an option, pretty much, I think is the
exactly,
other thing she said.
Right. I mean, if you're piled on top of each other outdoors,
right.
you still need to have your mask.
Yeah, exactly.
But usually,
and hope everybody else is wearing a mask
exactly.
as well.
Usually when you're outdoors, you can spread out a little
right,
bit.
Right, right.
I know that's what they're doing at the summer celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some things that they have to cancel with it, but for the most part, most of the activities are going forward because they can get everybody spread out. And so that's kind of how they're making sure that they can have a great celebration. We need our celebration.
And they can do that with the movie in downtown. They can get people spread out and
yes.
be able to watch the movie. So that I know that is still ongoing,
yes.
which is great. I was going to try to go to that, but I have to like go out of town that night, which
yeah.
hurts me because I'm like, I wanted to see The Sandlot on a big screen again.
It's I know.
Because I love that movie.
I love the movies they choose.
Oh, man.
It's
I love
fun.
It. Sandlot's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because it just lasts forever. And if anybody's seen that, you know that
you
scene
know
where he
That's
just repeats
right.
it over and over. It's so great.
So we're figuring out ways to make sure that our events can still happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's not going to change. If you are a business, though, and want more information, I can talk to you directly and kind of give you some more inside scoop on how it's going to work in your business, what to expect, what you have to do or not do. You know, there's a lot of gray area, but I kind of have some more inside information and I can talk to the businesses one-on-one. Just give me a call at the chamber. Happy to help you with this whole process. And we'll find a way to make this work because we have to. We want to make sure as a community that we move forward and don't just go into panic mode. So
exactly. And like you said, we'll get more information on the mask thing once
yes.
the actual executive order is actually released tomorrow. I know she's been talking to Attorney General Derek Schmidt as well
mm-hmm.
to kind of
mm-hmm.
Figure out the implementation of this. So we'll see how that works. But again, it probably again, nothing official, but it'll probably be at the county level once again, like you said, because our previous executive order, which runs to the 15th of September, I do believe, it'll be under county order. So we'll see what happens during that. And in fact, we'll be talking to Rick Whitson tomorrow morning.
Oh, good.
We'll have an interview tomorrow morning at around 9:10, and that way we'll get more information on that, and also maybe the official position of the county on the mask mandate.
Right.
So
exactly. Last thing I will say about masks. This has been another question we've had. If it goes into effect, where do I find masks? Mm-hmm. So almost every place in town has them now. Walmart has them, Dollar General. You can get cloth masks from Alderman Acres. Even some of the boutiques and jewelry stores have them. So you can get them at multiple places. So it's right now we're lucky, knock on wood, that the supply chain finally caught up. Because you know, for a while there, it was like you can't enforce something like that when we couldn't even find stuff for a while. But supplies are finally coming back, and so there are lots of places that we can get the masks.
It's a good thing. It's good to get that supply chain caught up. So because I know it's been, I know it ran a little bit behind through nobody's fault of their own. It's just that when the pandemic hit, it took everything down pretty quickly. So, but luckily we're able to kind of get it back in step, and hopefully a lot of other things get delivered as well. I know beef has been a little behind as well, but they're just having trouble, you know, finding hands to work at those packing plants, you know, because people keep getting sick, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll get fixed. All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. And I know it was great to have the actual in-person CNN this week. And where is next week's going
to
be at?
So we go back to virtual.
Okay.
So we only do the in-person at the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
Next week we'll be back to just virtual CNN, and then come August, we'll have another in-person, and we'll announce the location.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.